Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we deem this a great privilege you have given unto us this morning to see the light of this day. We thank you very much, Lord, for the week that ended a few hours ago. Your cares over us, your protections, Lord, your blessings at your services in our homes, O Lord, the morning devotion, the night devotion. Father God, we thank you very much, O Lord, for joining mercies you granted to all your people, especially yesterday to Abeokuta, to and fro for the wedding. We thank you for the success of the same. We thank you for the new couple that has been pronounced husband and wife in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, O Lord, our God, that you join their hearts together and make it one, O Lord, that, O Father, as they start this new life, O Lord, as a new home, O Lord, our God in heaven, may you be with them, O Lord. That, Father, in everything that they do in this life journey, Lord, you will take the preeminence, Lord. May you bless their home, O Lord, our God, with offspring that are redeemable. And may they live a happy married life. Grant it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and our God, remember Brother Sam this morning over there at Abeokuta, may you be with him, Lord. May you use him in a special way, Lord, to be a channel of blessing unto your people. Help your servant on his way now, Lord, to Bakatari. See him there safely, Heavenly Father, and use him to be a blessing to your people. Bring him back safe in the afternoon, O Lord, for the afternoon's evening service. As you have come, Heavenly Father, each one of us have different needs, Heavenly Father. We look up to you, O Lord, our God. What you have started to do in the Sunday school, Heavenly Father, may you continue the same with us, O Lord, in this morning afternoon services. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We pray, O Lord God Almighty, that you be with our pastor, listening, O Lord, our God in heaven, with his wife at home, O Lord, our God, to these services. Father God in heaven, we pray that you be gracious unto him. Almighty and ever-living Father, the devil has a limit, O Lord, our God, and he cannot proceed further, for we know one thing sure, until you are through with any of your children. Lord, Satan will come 1,000 times and go back empty-handed 1,000 times. Lord, we have seen your almighty hands upon him in the past. You are still God. You change it never. Lord, will you touch him, O Lord, with a special touch. O Lord God Almighty, that finished work on the cross of Calvary be perfected in his body to the glory and honor of your name. May you strengthen him, O Lord. May you restore his sleep, O God, in a wonderful way. Restore his strength, O Lord, in a wonderful way. That Father God, very soon, be back at church, O Lord, at his post of duty. Just one more time, Lord. Hear our prayers, Heavenly Father. We know it will not be in vain, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. We appreciate you. Help us to keep believing God for him, Heavenly Father. Never to have any iota of doubt, O Lord. Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we pray, O Lord, that God, if there be any visitor at our gate this day, we pray that you be gracious unto them. May you meet with us all at the point of our needs, O Lord. Father, Father, God in heaven, from the oldest of us to the least of us, O Lord, young and old, men and women, may we all be partakers of the blessings of this day. Grant it, Heavenly Father, save the lost ones, O Lord. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Turn backsliders unto you, Lord. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost, O Lord. Those who are just in one way or the other that are backslidden, may you touch their heart. Grant it, O Lord. We worship and adore your name. Help us, our Father. Your servant reporting for duty, I pray that you take me out of the way. Help me, Lord. Hide me under the cross. Let man look beyond man, O Lord. May they look at Jesus. Grant it, Heavenly Father. It is your word that matters. Speak to our waiting heart, O Lord. Break every power of darkness, Lord. Deliver us from all evil, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Help the officers at the post of duty. The deacons, the trustees, the usher, Lord. Thank you for our brother. You have wonderfully used, O Lord, to lead the songs. We pray for more grace of God upon him. Thank you for the instrument users, the computer operators, the engine operators. Brother, in the broadcasting room there, may you be with everyone. Grant skill and ability to God Almighty. Be honor and glory. Help us, Heavenly Father, in this Christian journey to know that whatever we do, wherever we may be, man may not be there, church member may not be there. Oh Lord, but the all-seeing eye is looking at what we are doing. Have your way, Lord. Forgive us of every sin. May every sin come under the blood. Thank you, gracious Father. Be with your people all over the nations of the world. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. We have a few announcements. God bless you. Before we read the scriptures, let's turn to hymn number 43. Hymn number 43. Before we have our seat, let's rise up on our feet and turn to our scriptures. We are going to read from two places. First, we are going to read from Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. Then we'll go to Romans chapter 4. Are we all there? We read a few verses. First, we read verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father? And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. Verse 9. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Verse 13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day. Sorry, yes, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. We'll read from verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, that's God now, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Amen. Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Amen. May the Lord bless his word into our heart this morning. Shall we please be seated? God bless you. I'm standing here this morning to represent the associate pastor, who is standing for the pastor in his absence. In my prayer, as it was told us on Wednesday, that a special invitation he was asked to be with the assembly of Brother Atere Bagda and Abeokuta this morning to minister unto them. Praise the Lord. Now we want to go back to our sermon. The other Sunday when I ministered last, just because of one paragraph we took here, we spoke according to the message of the hour. I want us to please listen attentively. It is a teaching. I am not a teacher. But remember that God has diverse gifts in his body. May God help us never to be carnally carried away, but to listen attentively and be able to take our portion. It may look to you that I was rough that day, that Sunday evening, but it is the word of the Lord anyhow. It is the word of the Lord. There is nothing you can do about it. Because if I didn't say it, I'm not responsible to you. I'm only responsible to my Heavenly Father. Now, when the Word of God is laid on the lap of anybody, because the race we are running is individual race. Not husband and wife. Not papa and children. Not children and papa. No. Not friends together now. It is individual race. Because we are Gentiles. God dealt with the Israelites as a nation. Is that right? We know that. Whether you respond, you don't respond. That is the word of God. But to us Gentiles, he's dealing with you as an individual. Sister, he's dealing with you as an individual. Brother, he's dealing with you as an individual. He's dealing with me as an individual. He's dealing with my co-ministers here as individual. God help us. The title of our sermon is Believing God. Or Taking God at His Word. And that is in February 24, 1952. I pray that God will help us this morning with this little time we have before us. And I will skip some things, some portions, but just to go to the core. Praise the Lord. He said, I want to teach. Okay, from here, let me read. I'm going to teach a little about faith. Amen? That is what we all need, a whole lot of it, isn't it? We all need it. And faith is a revelation. And you cannot have faith until God gives it to you. It is divinely given. This character before us, our father Abraham, a Gentile like you and me. Hallelujah. And God is telling us here that Abraham, from the scripture we read, he had no clouds of witnesses like we have today. And I was telling, speaking to us youth that day, boys and girls, youths, teenagers, youths, as long as you have reached the age of accountability, to know between right and left, to know between what is good and what is bad, to know what you ought to do and what you ought not to do, according to the word of the living God, you are responsible to God. You are responsible to God as an individual. Students, you are responsible to God. You are responsible. May God help us. We have been speaking, Brother Sam has been speaking a few times now concerning Daniel. And I used to refer to Joseph of Old Testament, the son of Jacob. When that woman, the wife of a captive, Potiphar by name, when that woman was making eye to Joseph, she did all that she could to attract Joseph. She was lusting after Joseph. Can you imagine? In fact, spirits don't die. Yeah, spirits don't die. A prophet says spirits doesn't die. He said, God takes away his man, he never takes away his spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. And when Satan takes away his own man, he doesn't take away his own spirit. So, spirits go from one body to another body. So, evil spirit in the wife of Potiphar is still alive today. Joseph, young man, listen. Joseph refused to sleep or had affair with that woman. I'm sorry, just bear with me that I'm going back. The church is full this morning. May God help us. Where are the Esthers? Young sister, where are the Esthers? Where are the Marys? Who live in the worst city? More than Ibadan. Because I'm speaking the prophet. Where the prophet preached the sermon and referred to Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, she lived in the city worse than Topeka. So, You are living in a city more than Nazareth. Because spirits don't die. And Mary lived a clean life. She was a virgin. Where are the Rebekahs? Where are the Ruth that will take a decision? You are an individual. Remember Ruth and upper. Don't have upper spirit. Spirits don't die. We are referring to this statement here. Now Abraham didn't have any great cloud of witnesses like we have today. Just bear with me. I don't know why I'm going this way. I cannot apologize to you. I'm only speaking the word of God. Orpah and Ruth, they were two Gentiles from Moab. A time came, Naomi heard that there was corn in Bethlehem. And he packed her things after she has blasted with her husband and went to Moab, left the land of promise. It is the word of God we are preaching. The husband was taken away. The two boys were taken away. Then she now heard that there was corn in Bethlehem. And she arose. And Bible said, when she arose to go back, her two daughters-in-law rose up with her to go with her. Then she gave them a test. You will be giving a test, I'll be giving a test. She looked back, she saw the two of them following her. Are you following me? Where I'm going, yo? You are not going to find it easy, yo. It's not going to be pleasure there. When upper heart, all the mother-in-law said, the Bible says, she kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clave to her. Where are the roots? Would you just bear name for bearing sake? Let that name reflect in your life. May God help you, may God help you. Where are the Josephs? May God help you, may God help you. Where are the Rebekahs? Where are the Esthers? May God help you, may God help me. Where are the Daniels? May God help you, may God help me. Where are the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Class of witnesses today before us. Amen. And the Bible says, this picture before us calls for Christian walk. Amen. Christian walk today. Hallelujah. Walking in a strange land, contrary to the people you have been walking before with. Are you there? That is, if God has done something in your life, if God has touched your life, if you have fully repented of your unbelief, and you have been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you have received the Holy Ghost, Papa said, you now walk in a strange land with no, among strange people, contrary to the people you have been walking before. All your associates, your former associates, you dump them. You burn behind the bridge. You will not be able to go back again. Christians are not compromisers. Just bear with me. You, Baba said, you now walk with Christ. Amen. You now walk in another land, which God promised the children of Israel, the promised land, Canaan land. Our Canaan land today is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You walk in the Christian way. Walk with Christ. Separate ourselves from the things of the world. Glory to God. And Abraham did that by faith. Amen. He walked in a strange land. When God called him in Genesis chapter 12. Praise the Lord. Come out from your from your father's house, from among your people, from among your kindred. I go to a place which I will show you. Is that right? Yeah. Baba say you may say it's an instinct. Baba say it is the leading of the Holy Spirit. May God help us, church. And he was a pilgrim and a stranger in a barren land. And any Christian today that has surrendered their life unto Christ, they walk today as pilgrims and strangers in this barren land. This is not your home. This is not my home. We are going somewhere. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. May God help us, brothers and sisters. All this is this revelation. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, when he was now real old, at the age of 99 years, and Sarah was 89 years, God now appeared to him in Genesis chapter 17. Abraham, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be ye perfect. God demands perfection from you and me. Don't say it cannot be possible. It is possible. Because without perfection, we are not going to see God. Our father Abraham walked before God. In Genesis chapter 15, when Lot separated himself from father Abraham, you know these things. And God called him out. Look up. If you can count the stars of the heaven, so shall I see thee. And the Bible said, and he believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. May that sink into our heart. Today, we are not ready to leave our worldly friends. Okay, go ahead. Continue. May God help you. But remember, it is not the will of God for you to just be a church member. It is not the will of God for you and me to just be a bench warmer. Papa said we must be part of what God is doing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When he was real old, I'm on paragraph 67 now. Are you there with me? A man 100 years old and his wife 90. They were going to have a child because God promised him for 25 good years and he stayed there. He believed God to the letter. Are you there? Then when this happened, Rabbi is now telling you here and me, when God gave him the promise, let me read. Now, Abraham, you walk before me and be ye perfect. And now he was going to bless him and multiply him. Now, if we look at the natural side, why? It was impossible for him to have this child by Sarah. Paragraph 67. Okay. Are you following me? Alright. Why? All the resources of life is gone. Sarah was 90 years old. Abraham, 100. Why? You tell that to a doctor today. A man, 100 years old, and his wife, 90. They were going to have a child. Why? You know what they will tell, they will do? They will lock you up in a psychopathic ward somewhere. That is in a mental institution. Arrow Mental Hospital. Or is it Benin Mental Hospital? They will lock the person up there. Listen what they will say. Saying, why? The old fellow and the old lady is a little off up here somewhere. They don't know what they are doing. Old age is worrying them. But here was a man. He had God directly. He had the revelation that this is God dealing with him. Amen. God said, as long as you cannot number the stars of the heavens, oh my, so shall thy seed be. And Bible said, and he believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. God is wonderful. Because he knew that God cannot say
a thing that is not able enough to perform. Praise the Lord. Listen to the prophet. Why? Okay? Why? Okay? But you don't look at circumstance. You don't look at condition of things around you. But the Bible made us to know. Jesus, when he healed the man, he did ask, how did you feel? He said, do you believe? The question is, do you believe? And now the prophet says, we don't look at circumstances. You look at the promise. Because God is God. God is not man. God is the only one that can speak and bring it to come to pass. God is not a failure. God is not a disappointment. We are repeating it. We want it to go deep. He doesn't speak foolishly like you and I. May God help us, church. It may take longer time, but what he has spoken, we are going to sing that chorus. That has been my eyes. God said it. I believe it, and I thank God that, you know, that's why I quickly write it. I said, I don't want to forget it. Because I was thinking, like, God is the only one that can speak. We don't, you know, sing for singing. We sing by revelation. We worship God by revelation. God said it. Abraham believed it. God says it today. We believe him. God help us, church. Listen. There were six people there. Baba said, look at it. Baba said, you look at the promise. You don't look at the condition of your body. Amen. You look at the promise. Amen. Because the word of God says, I am the Lord that healeth all your diseases. Is that right? And the Bible made us to know, there is no incurable disease with our God. Do you believe in church? That's the word of God. That's the word of God. All it takes is revelation. That is the same way about maybe the lady in the wheelchair here, or some of you there with cancer. The doctor said, you can't get well. Now, if you believe that, then you can't get well. Doctor's statement is not the finality to a child of God. God said it, I believe it. Sorry.
Sorry, thank you. I'm sorry, please. Praise the Lord.
Do you hear the prophet? If you believe that, if you believe what the doctor says, then you can't get well. But you've got to look at the divine promise.
Hallelujah. Then the story we all know about a young boy one time that was having, what is the something now? Black diphtheria. But I said, the old father called him, the prophet, to come and pray. Let me. And an old man was called in to his place. He said, brother, come pray for my baby. It has got black diphtheria, and it is said it has settled in the heart, and the cardiogram shows that the heart has done drop plumb back. It is gone. Now, black diphtheria. Listen to this. Black diphtheria is serious, contagious disease of the throat, causing difficulty in breathing. Are you listening? God help us. When the prophet got to the hospital, the prophet said, the student doctor will not allow the prophet to go in. He said, I asked him, what if
a Roman Catholic priest wants to come and minister the last rite to this boy. Will you allow him to enter in? The man said, the doctor said, he's not married. I mean, sorry, that he doesn't have children. Who told him that he didn't have children? They are fornicators. In their whatever they call it, where they are staying, their monastery, whatever it is. At least they sleep with so-called nuns among them. Are you there? Alright? The woman said, well, this is as good as if the Roman Catholic priest is to minister the last rite to the person if he was dying. Listen now. Finally, the prophet said, okay, when the prophet spoke this, the prophet said, I tried to convince him or to persuade him. Finally, going in and kneeling down by the side of the baby and just praying a simple little prayer, laid hands upon the baby, said, Lord God of heaven and earth, who created all things, you gave us the divine power to break the power of Satan over this life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, come out of the child. He shall live. I turned around. He went out. The father, thank God. What does it? The baby has not yet no sign of recovery. But the father, the mother, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Begin to love him and going on. The little nurse was upset. She said, say, it is all right to have faith, but that baby is dying. How can you act so unconcerned about it? Why? She said, you misunderstood the doctor. The doctor said, the baby is dying. It has been unconscious now for over a day. It doesn't matter. You misunderstood the doctor. The old patriarch said, no, I didn't misunderstood the doctor. I didn't misunderstood the doctor. Or misunderstand, sorry. I heard what he said. The baby is dying. Then the nurse said, why? But see, when this cardiogram shows with that heart in that condition, it has never in all history ever raised up again. It is all right to have faith, but faith can't do nothing now. That is Satan speaking. But he cannot enter into the ear of a child of God. But the Bible said, don't listen to the suggestions of the devil. Are you there? If there is no other thing, it is faith we need in the hour of trouble. Brothers and sisters, oh, hallelujah. Because faith can bring me out of death. So there is no need to panic. The nurse was looking at the child. But the old man was looking at the promise of God. Listen, oh, listen, church. This lady is trying to poke unbelief. Said, faith can't do nothing now. The old man, with a steady finger, looked at the nurse and said, lady, you are looking to that child. I'm looking to a divine promise. I'm the Lord that healed all your diseases. Is that scripture? Church, is that scripture? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus. And by his stripes, the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. So it's already a finished work on the cross of Calvary. Brothers and sisters, we look away to from the condition we are, we look to the divine promise. Because heaven and earth will pass away. The word of the living God shall never pass away unfulfilled. Hallelujah. The boy is even married now. All right. Hallelujah. He laid like that for about 24 hours later. And all at once, that heart began to come up. There it went. When a divine promise is made, God is solely under oath and obligation to take care of his promises. God said it. I believe it. Do you believe? God help you, church. May God help every one of us. I'm only quoting the word of God. I hope you not misunderstand me. That is the word of the living God. He said before us, all we need to do is faith. The title of the sermon is Believing God. Or taking him at his word. We are coming. Amen. God is worth no more than what his word is worth. You see that? Do you hear the interpretation in Yoruba? Hallelujah. If God cannot save with his word, he is not God. But thank God, he is God. Praise the Lord. He is infinite. You are finite. I am finite. But God is infinite. Glory to God. We need to be patient with God. There is nothing God cannot do. With God, all things are possible. And with all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. Do you believe it? Is that before us? Amen. Praise the Lord. If that word is not effective, then God is not effective. It's a challenge. Oh, church, may God help us. That's God. Rabban said, that is God. It is the word of God that is always at stake. And God is not obligated to you, nor to me. God is obligated to his word and his word alone. God help us. It is God, the Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And I am worth no more than my word. And you are worth no more than your word. Amen. Man may fail. Friend may fail. Husband may fail. Wife may fail. Anybody can fail. But God can never fail. Then the Bible has an illustration for you and me here. Listen. Remember, the word of God is like a seed. But the word of God is a seed. If I had a handful of wheat laying here in my hand and lay it on this desk, this pulpit now, it will never be nothing but wheat laying there. But plant that wheat in the ground and it will produce maybe a bushel of wheat. Amen. The word of God as a seed must be planted upon the fallow ground of our heart. Amen. That is why the word of God must not fall by the wayside in our heart. Neither must it fall among rocks, nor among thorns. So I can produce to fulfill the very purpose of God, why it is being planted. Listen. To every child of God, their heart are ready to receive the word of God. Are you there? Listen. But the germ of life that is in the wheat, but the wheat has to fall into the ground and die. Jesus said, I believe that except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. And this is God. The Bible is the word of God. And this message interprets this Bible. Are you following me? Oh, God help me. This is God. Now for our day, this is God. The word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when that word anchors down in the heart, oh, if I could just get you to see it. When that word anchors there, it will produce just what it said. It will do just. It is God. It has to. Oh God. But if you just say, well, I know the word is there. Yeah, that is right. It just laid handful. Yes. It will be dormant. It will be dormant. That's right. It won't move. Oh, I read the Bible. But until you can anchor that and say, yes, Lord, that is for me. Where you can claim the word of God, I'm the Lord that healeth all your diseases deep in your heart. But the man said, when you are confessing it, he said, from your head, you come to confess, but the man said, by and by, from the head, it will come to the heart. That become a reality. You keep confessing. You have not seen anything. We should not be discouraged. The word of God is the word of God. Amen. Bear with me. Let me say this. I pray you not misunderstand me. If you go to greet our pastor, don't look at him with a pitiful eye. You hear me? Don't look at our pastor with a pitiful eye. Look at it as it was already finished. Because why? He has given testimony here. We are serving the same God. You see, when the enemy comes and do whatever the worst he can do, but when the word of look, he's a defeated foe already. Are you there? This is a man. May God help you and me. Do you know? The last Sunday he preached here. Go and listen to the sermon again. The last Sunday he preached here. He said, if somebody is sick and you go to him, don't be bringing words of unbelief. I'm telling you what he said. Nobody knew that would happen to him the following day. Are you following me? But it's a testing time. It's a trying time. But when God will do it, it will surprise you again. But the thing is this, let's believe God for our prayers. Because God can't fail. So we look at him now, his word is not clear. This one, that it doesn't mean anything. The word of God is the word of God. Satan has already lost the battle. We know that. Don't worry. Look, the word of God tells you and me through the prophet of the hour. Say, until God is through with any of his children, that's what Satan can do. He will come 1,000 times. He will go back empty-handed. 1,000 times. I believe that to the letter. Because the word of the Lord in a vindicated prophet can never fail. We are talking on believing God. Are you with me? So let's just speak the word of, positive words. Because if you think that, you know, he's not coming to church doesn't mean it's getting better. You hear what I said? It's getting better. And we're going to get better and better and better. So we don't want the word of God to just lay dormant. You must believe it is for me. And I claim it. Claim it for anybody you know. Let's continue. Bear with me. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. That is for me. Then something is going to happen. Hallelujah. It has to. Until then, it is just a written word. And don't forget the letter killer. It is the Spirit that quickening the word of God and make it alive. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Finally, Isaac was born. Hallelujah. And he got to the age of, Abraham said, he mentioned 120 years here, or 115 years, jumping something. And then God said, double up. That only begotten son whom you love, take him up to a mountain, which I'm going to show you, and offer him for me as a sacrifice. That's serious, you know. This is what that you said. Through him, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Listen to the prophet. Hallelujah. Paragraph 74. All right. Okay, sorry. Paragraph 87. It was 100 years or 120. Maybe by this time, 120 years old. Little Isaac, probably 15, 18 years old. And God said, now Abraham, I want you to take that boy up to the mountain, up yonder, and offer him for a sacrifice. Now, after he had received it, promised him the father of nations, and he are now the only seed that he has, he said, take him up and destroy it. Double check. Oh my, see, now I know you are old and you believe me, and I give you this boy, and now you got an idea now that you got an idea here now. The promise is going to be fulfilled because you got the boy, but now I want you to take the boy up and kill him. Well, what if Abraham says, then Lord, now look, I want to ask you something. You cannot query God. I cannot query God. Rabbi said we should never question God in anything. He said, I want to ask, if he said, I want to ask you something. Me, maybe 120 years old, and I receive this boy, and poor Sarah can't hardly get around. She's so old, and she's just wrinkled up and gone away nearly. And here I am, an old man, have to lean on a staff and walking like this. Just barely could walk maybe, and I'm so old, and the boy is young man here. I see what you've done, but what? You mean me to kill him? First, it will tear my heart out. And then, how am I going to be a father of nations? And you are going to kill him? But Abraham didn't stagger. Yes, Lord, he said, the boy here, here they go. They didn't know how, wasn't his business to question. He obeyed. That lady, the one on the wheelchair now, how am I going to walk? Maybe you've been crippled a long time. I don't know. Maybe someone else will say, well, the doctor told me I couldn't live, but Abraham, I'm going to die. That is not what we are talking about. That is the natural thing, see? And if you look to any of that, you will never live. But you've got to look to a promise that God made, and that is the promise. See, the inside of you. Praise the Lord. Now, the outside is sin. Did you know that? Do you know your body is sin? That is the reason you don't try to perfect that body. This flesh, just you are. Thus you are going back to. Are you there? It is sin. Did you know that? It was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world, speaking lies. And this soul is the same way until the soul dies, and then was born again of God. That soul can't die. The soul that sinned shall die. But he that believeth on me has everlasting life. Then there is an immortal life living in that body. Now, that is like a stream. That's like a stream coming from heaven, like a core on the inside of a man. Now, that is the part that is godly. It operates this body. But before this body can ever become perfected, the spirit will bring it in subjection to God to make you. It will war all the time. a constant. Paul said, well, no, we will never get more than, no, more than he. Paul said, when I will do good, then evil is near me. And there is a constant war, the flesh and the Holy Spirit. Amen? You've got a soul beside your senses. God never give you, let me point, no, let me just divert. I mean, let me jump that one. It will have, now, it will have been natural for, oh, sorry, okay, let me calm down. Let me read it. That is 98, 96 now. You've got a soul beside your senses. God never give you these senses to trust him with. God give you his spirit to trust. You will trust. Your sense is only to contact, see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. But you, to you, yourself, is that spirit that lives in you. And when that has been regenerated, and the old man died, and the new man born again, that is a part of God. And then you become a son of God, an offering of the Creator. Then you can believe the impossible things. Because you are made up in the miracle. I mean, the miracle working God. You are a part of him. It would have been natural for me to drink. My daddy drank. It would have been natural for me to use tobacco. My daddy did. My generations behind me did. Some said, why didn't you never smoke or drink? Well, when I was just a lad, before I started into it, the Holy Spirit came down, said, don't you do it. There is the conversion, you see, in the beginning. Hallelujah. You have testimony about people that have drunk and smoke and things like that, but when they are not even, when they didn't know their eye from their left. But you children, you are blessed of the Lord. When you hear these things, because our prophet said, when you are moving with people, no, friends that are not living right, it is time for you to do away with such a friend. Anyone that is not moving with Christ, following Christ, it is time for you to do away with such a person. Whether boy or girl, I don't care how close the person may be to you at school. May God help you, children. May God help you, students. But your Adamic fallen nature will want to turn deaf ears to the word of God. But a true child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, will always be ready to listen to the word of God. Are you there? Oh, yes. Because the Bible tells us that a man that is living in the Shekinah, the world will misunderstand him. Because why? He's a strange person entirely. Something has happened deep down inside of him. Something has happened deep down inside of her. Amen. So no matter what he's doing, he's contrary to the people of the world. He said, because why? He's living in another world entirely. Are you there? Oh, yes. The Holy Ghost have to meet the prophet. I said, don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't define yourself with women. When you get older, there's a work for you to do. You are listening to it, but if God doesn't help you, you will turn deaf ears. May God be merciful to your soul. Praise the Lord. Even back the morning, before that, even back way back the morning I was born, when the angel of God stood over where I was, you see predestination? At that sea, while it was in the ground, was changed from a cock label. Don't you see what I mean? You get what I mean? Then, in there is a spirit. And from there, in your immortal life, then, a man that is born of the Spirit of God does not commit sin. I expected that amen to be louder than that. Yes. Yes. Because the Spirit of God in a man cannot be a fornicator. The Spirit of God in a man cannot be an adulterer. An adulteress. How can you have your wife at home and you are living with other women outside? How can you have your wife and your husband at home and you are living with other men outside? May God help us. That is why we don't want to meet any kind of a ghost. We want to have the reality of the Holy Ghost in our soul. Are you following me? The Holy Ghost in the prophet cannot lie. Are you there? He says, because you have only met with a ghost, you have never met the real Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost does not commit adultery. The Holy Ghost does not commit fornication. Fornication is an unclean living, young men and women. He said, kissing is potential adultery. Kissing is potential adultery. And we don't believe in the mercy of the hour that you should allow a boy of opposite sex to be hugging you, females. You keep quiet there. God be merciful to your condemned soul. Are you following me? I don't care. Kojomo, yeah, and you come out for quite long. It's wrong. This is where unclean living starts. Do you believe what I said? God said it. Through his prophet. I believe it. Amen. So where no man is, there's an unseen watching you. Praise the Lord. When you go to night party, and then you are kissing each other, you are hugging one another. That's an unseen eye watching. You will pay for it one day. It's not a cause. Listen. A man that is born of the Spirit of God does not commit sin. Is that not scripture? 1 John chapter 3 verse 9. Listen. You get scripture straightened out there. Then the worshiper, once purged, has no more desire of sin or no more conscience of it. Once purged by the fire of the Holy Spirit, no more desire. Sin is as dead as a midnight to a boy, to a girl, to a man, to a woman. No adulterer will enter heaven. No adulteress will enter heaven. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. We are quoting scripture. And we are speaking on believing God. Listen to the prophet. Do you believe the prophet? Praise the Lord. We are told that in the Old Testament, when the worshiper comes, bring the goat or whatever it is and sacrifice. With the same conscience, after all the things, he knew that the animal stands for his sin as, a substitution. Instead of him to die and be separated from God, is he going back with the same conscience of sin and do the same thing he did before? But the believer now, once purged by the blood of Jesus Christ, having tasted God once, my, it's wonderful. No more conscience. Amen. Oh my. Praise the Lord. When the worshiper, in this case, put his hand on the Son of God, on the Son of God said, and his sins are purged by the sanctifying power of God, there is no more desire in there for sin. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, there is where life lays. Eternal life, that's where he lays, in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Then, that makes you an offspring of Jehovah. You cannot tell us not to mention it. We're going to mention it. Because it is the word of God. Once it's there, we mention it. Papa said, call white, white. Call black, black. Amen. It doesn't matter. Whosoever is guilty, you must repent. If it's me standing here, I must repent. Are you there? What good are you here to stand and be preaching? And then be an adulterer. And be living with other guests outside. For what? I've given my testimony here before. Amen. 1995, when I was in Wari. No. Yeah. No, Sapele. My, oh my. Yeah, Wari. When I was sleeping in the shop with a brother, as a missionary, after I preached so hard, and then they sent a girl to me, A day before he left, early in the morning, open the door of the shop, see that if you want to have any question, well, you begin to ask. Before you know what is happening, three sisters came. I give you testimony here if you don't know, if you forget. When I was in the ship coming from Sierra Leone back to Ghana, I mean, when a prostitute come into the cabin I was staying, what is it? Oh my, that is the first testimony I gave my wife. God bless her in glory. Christianity is real. Holy Ghost is real in the life of a man. So when you hear a minister fornicate or commit adultery, he hasn't got the Holy Ghost. Could you be a law? Sure. Oh yes. Hey. You keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it until it is that blown. It's a terrible thing, you know. It breaks the heart. Are you there? Listen now. Baba said, it makes you an offspring of Jehovah. When you receive the Holy Ghost. Now listen. Satan can't hurt me then without hurting my father. So, relax. Brothers, relax. Sister, relax. You are the apple of God's eye. Whosoever touches me, touches the apple of my father's eye. So you are safe. Relax. Amen. It's blessed assurance as we sang this morning. Amen. Do you believe it? You can't hold that little girl. I think this is Naomi. Naomi? Is that right? You can't hold this little girl here, Naomi, without hurting the father, they are sitting down. Or any of the little children here. Are you there? Physical things that spiritual. Listen. I will tell you that you can't hurt your children without hurting you. And then it's not willing that any should perish or suffer. It's not the will of God for any of his children to perish or to suffer. Amen. He said we should not be suffering in the midst of plenty. Thus said the prophet. Hallelujah. So there is plenty for you and me in the, you know, in the household of faith. God bless you. Alright. Let's come down. Paragraph 108. 104. Let's read verse 9. Sorry, verse 9 of Genesis 22. Praise the Lord. Verse 9. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Listen to the prophet. Now, just before coming, I can see them. That's Abraham now and the Samson. I can see them coming away. Didn't tell Sarah where they were going. Are you there? Did you hear what you are reading? Listen. Abraham didn't tell Sarah where they were going because she would have screamed out. What? Abraham, do to sucking bow. You want to do what? You know, let you go. Not in this house. Sacrifice who? Maybe you make a mistake. Maybe God told you Ishmael. But Papa Abraham, God told him here, your son, your only son, whom you love, because in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Oh, may God help us. I believe that it was Abraham's faith that performed the miracle in Sarah's womb. Because she doubted it. Even love when, capital IT, I am pointing to that one, when it was It was when he said so. Amen. That is chapter 18. When Elohim came to Abraham, he bagged the tent. Abraham was in, no, Sarah was inside the tent. Where is Sarah? Your wife. She's in the tent behind you. She was trying to listen to their conversation. Said, by this time of next year, I'm going to visit you. And Sarah is going to have that child for you. This night, this time next year. Praise the Lord. And she laughed. And the angel said, why did Sarah laugh? And she jumped out and faced Jehovah God and said, don't tell me, don't I lie against you. This old man, I didn't laugh. Oh, say, but you laughed. If it was not because of Abraham, God could have killed Sarah. So the Bible is now telling you and me, it was the faith of Abraham that saved Sarah, that made Sarah to have that child. Because she disbelieved already. May God help us. But thank God, when Paul the Apostle was writing about the commentary of Mama Sarah, all of her unbelief was bypassed. That's the God we are serving. May God help you and me. Mama said, God will have killed Sarah. If it's not because of Abraham, because she was part of Abraham. He said, God will have killed any of us. If it was not because of Jesus Christ. Oh my, because why? We are part of Jesus Christ. He said, whatever you have done wrong, quickly correct, quickly confess it. Are you following me? Don't leave other grace and say, well, I can do this, I can do that. Shall we come to live in sin and say that grace may abound? God forbid. Hallelujah. So therefore, that is the reason, sir, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. An individual's prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, if you only knew that in your hand Christ gave us the authority with his name to be Christians, the most powerful weapon the world has ever known, prayer. It even changes everything. It changed the mind of Christ, the mind of God, concerning Hezekiah, the king. We all know the story. When God sent that vindicated prophet Isaiah to Hezekiah, the king, prepare your house, set your house in order. You are going to die and not live. Isaiah went out. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and wept bitterly. He wept. Oh God, consider me. I've lived before you a righteous life, an upright life. I fear you. Consider me. Give me 15 years more. Ezekiel was not talking to the world. He was talking to the Heavenly Father. May God help you and me to know that. When we are talking, we are not talking to the air. We are talking to the Almighty God. God help us, church. I say, God help us. God has to tell his servant. He could not speak to Ezekiel direct. He spoke to Isaiah the prophet, said, go back and tell him, I'll spare this life, I'm giving 15 years more. Did he do it? Baba said, prayer changes things. So prayer changes death to life. Prayer changes sickness to good health. Hallelujah. Amen. Alright. Let's come down to 115. 113, my brother. 113. When I first started with these claims here, talking about prayer now, I told my church, stay on your face and pray. Amen? Prayer does. Look, the husband and wife that prays together, they live together. The church that prays together in earnest, believing, where there's no malice, no enmity, no strife, no jealousy, no envy, no root of bitterness, they live together. Somebody was telling me, he said, well, we never see signs and wonders from this. And then you are having malice, enmity, strife, envy, jealousy. You minister against the pastor. He said, what is happening? Then God laid something in my heart. Then I told the mother, I said, look, text me. Say, God says, I said, Brother Bram said, if you have anything against any man, whether sinner or saint, you are liable to hellfire. I said, Brother Bram said, in unity we stand, divided we fall. I said, how do you want to expect, you know, signs in your midst, miracle in your midst, with all this kind of a thing? He told me that, you know, when we close, this is a minister, when we close, this one go his way, this one go his way. I said, what? In the church of living God, I said, brother, God is going to hold you responsible. If that assembly breaks, God is working now. I said, God is working now. Because God is a prayer answering God. Just few words. Just tell him. And before you know what is happening, I was talking with the pastor of that assembly yesterday. He said, God is answering your prayers. Say, God is working. He said, the other minister told me that, you know, you told him certain things. He said, he has come to make right before me. I told him, he said, look, no. I said, you are a preacher. You don't know what the word of God says. That before you explain your thought to your pastor, you want to take such a step like this, you bypass the pastor, then you want to do it because of bitterness. May God help us, church. When the church is one, look, when we pray, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, you cannot make yourself righteous. I cannot make myself righteous. Our righteousness is in Christ Jesus. But when we pray, we believe God for prayer. So when the church is one, we see things moving. We see the church moving. We see God answering prayers. Our God is good. You see, there is power in the spoken word, you know. God bless you. Things that you think cannot be done, prayer changes things. Our God is good. So, brothers and sisters, the family that prays together, stay together. The church that prays together, stay together. When we are in one accord, the devil cannot come in our midst. May God help you, church. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That's why the prophet said, if there's any sin anywhere, it will hinder the prayer of the saints being answered on the behalf of a sick person. We must never harbor sin in our heart. Unconfessed. God help you, church. God help me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So now, stay on your face. Stay on your face and pray. God begins to move. First thing you know, I have calls, you know, coming from Africa, from all the, you know, all over the world. How did he get there? I don't know. Prayer went up. Pray. Believe when you pray. May that sink in. That is it. Believe. Is that all right there? Believe. Amen. So now, Abraham, when he was old, he believed. Hallelujah. We are coming to Abraham. We are coming. How our connection is with Abraham? Listen. God told him to go and he obeyed. And on his road now, I can see him take the servants and his little mules and they start out. And they go to the mount of God. Oh, I just love this. Listen to this. He said to the servants, he said, you stay here. While we go yonder, the Lord and I shall return. Amen. Oh my, excuse my emotions. Get away from me sometimes. The Lord and I shall return. How? I don't know. I'm going up there to kill him. It is too late now for the servant to run back home. To go and tell Mama Sarah, they are here already. But thank God, he believed God. And he was speaking faith. You stay here with the mules. I and the lamb, we go up yonder to sacrifice. And then we shall come back again. I'm going up there to kill him. He believed God that, look, you know, the Bible says he was sure that God was able to raise him up again because he received him as one from the dead. That's the God we are serving, my brother, my sister. Believe in God. Hallelujah. He knew somehow, some way, he will return. And here, he had a knife sticking in his, no, in his belt. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And they went. And while they were going now, little Isaac was suspicious. Papa, you are carrying knife. You are carrying fire. I'm carrying wood on my head. Where is the sacrifice? The reply is, my son, God himself will provide himself a ram for a sacrifice. And they went. Glory to God. They went. When they got to the place, put down the wood, pick stone here, pick stone there, pick stone here, pick stone there, pick stone here, in the wilderness, so stone here, stone here, stone there. He was packing them together and he built an altar. Amen. And before he bound Isaac, Brother Man, he must have told him, Isaac, my son, we told you the testimony of how long we waited, myself and your mother, to receive the promise of God, 25 good years. 3 days ago, God told me, I should bring you up to this place and sacrifice you unto him. I think Brother Sam made an illustration one time. At that age, if he pick race, Papa Abraham cannot run. Hey! Oju ni malu nro. Obe o da Olorun. Obe now. Oh my. If you are pick race, the old woman will not be able to run. But thank God. Sir, I'm quoting the prophet, bear with me. If that is the case, I surrender myself. Remember, Isaac packed the wool upon which he was to be sacrificed. Jesus, our Savior, packed the cross himself, where he was to be sacrificed, to be crucified, for you and for me. We are talking message. To whosoever may be a stranger in our midst, may God help us. Are you there? Okay, verse 13. Verse 13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes. Now, angel of God called upon him out of heaven. Abraham, lay not your hand upon that lad, for I know that you love me more than this. Hallelujah. Verse 13 now says, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a sacrifice, for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, of that place, Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. But the man said, where did the ram manage to come? How? He picked rock here, he picked rock here, he picked rock here, he picked rock here, and the Bible now says to you and me here, where after the angel spoke to him, he now lifted up his eyes and had the ram bleated, hooked with his son in a thicket. Amen. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That's our God we are serving. Is he Jehovah Jireh today? What is your need, brother? What's your need, sister? What's your need as a family? Jehovah Jireh is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. How did Babam say, how did the ram manage to be there? Far away from civilization. Who say 100 miles away or so. How did he manage to be there when he was picking the rocks? But God spoke into existence the moment Papa Abraham needed it. That's the God we are serving. Believe in God or take him at his word. Amen. And that ram stood for a substitutionary For Isaac, Jesus Christ, our Savior, is our substitutionary for your sin and for my sin. Because we are going to read the scripture. God gave him up for our sins and raised him up for our justification. Believing in him, we have eternal life. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to the prophet. And that brings us not in our bodies now. Let me see something here. Alright. Now, he was Jehovah Jireh. He was Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Nissi. Down like that. He has seven compound names. And submit and substitutionary is no is a human life. Took a lamb and offered it all as the provided sacrifice. That in Isaac all the nations will be blessed. And through Isaac came out Christ. And we, being dead in Christ, take on Abraham's capital S seed. Now back in our something. Page 124. Oh, sorry. I thought maybe you put something there. Praise the Lord. And we, being dead in Christ, take on Abraham's seed. And our heirs according to the promise. There you are. Listen now. And that brings us not in our bodies. The Bible says, not as though they were seed of Abraham, not all of them, according to the book of Romans chapter 9. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Because Abraham still had, Ishmael. After the death of Sarah, Abraham married again, Keturah, and had seven sons and three daughters. Are you there? Those ones were seeds. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Seed of promise. The promise of God's word. Amen. Now listen. We as Gentiles in our bodies, we are sinners in our bodies. But in our souls, being born again with the same spirit was upon faithful Abraham. Are you there? Being born again, in this age we are sinners as Gentiles. But when we are born again with the same spirit that was in faithful Abraham, that strength down there makes us want to trust God. But the body gets care. Oh, if we are children of Abraham, let's be as Father Abraham was. May that sink in. Deep into the fifth rib of our heart. Because Brother Abraham said, the same faith that Abraham had, God imparted it into him. Supernaturally. The same faith, God's seed, Abraham's seed, had the same faith. They will never deny God. God help us. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide the sacrifice. He did provide the sacrifice. Amen. Now let's go to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Praise the Lord. Verse 17. Who is taking it now? One verse after the other. Now we see, he took God at his word. He believed God. Now, the book of Romans here, through Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, let's hear him. He says, verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, referring to Genesis chapter 17. When God changed his name from Abram to Abraham, he received his father's name. The father name of Abraham, which means father of many nations. Are you there? See how privileged we are, Gentiles. Alright. Before him whom he believed. Oh God, help us, we pray. Amen. Where am I now? Even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Glory be to God. Let us go to Genesis 15. Please, you may not turn to your Bible, but you give us Genesis 15 and Genesis 17. Let's hear what God told you. Okay? Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Yet without a child. Are you there? Oh God, help me. Amen. And there also, he changed the name of Sarah to Sarah, which means princess. Amen. Hallelujah. And when there was a dispute, that Ishmael might live. And this one said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Cast away the bond woman and her son. For the son of the bond woman shall not be heir with my son. We saw the son of promise. And God told Abraham, don't let it be too hard on you. What Sarah told you? Send away the woman, because in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Our God is great. Whatever, that's why we are privileged. That's why you can see that God is not God, the God of Israel alone as a nation. But we have the spiritual Israel, which we, being dead in Christ, we put on the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Now he's not telling you and me to encourage you on Adukulo. We must, as the seed of Abraham, we must have the same faith of faithful Abraham that he had. God help us. Then we as Christians, listen now, paragraph 127. Then now you see, then we as Christians don't look, feel, see, taste, smell, hear. When we are speaking to God, we just believe God. And it was imputed to Abraham for righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Paragraph 121 now. 131 please. Now, if we 31. If we are born of the Heavenly Father. Are you there? If we are born of the Heavenly Father, God, who calls those things which are not as though they were, there has got to be something in us like that. Something in us to believe the word of God. Like Abraham believed. Who didn't have any cloud of witnesses in his time? But now we see testimonies, we read of testimonies of people in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, who took God at his word. And the result of what happened to them is now telling you and me today, we should believe God. We should must have the same faith. It must be revealed to you as an individual. May God help us. That is the reason that a reconsecrated Christian that is all out for God looks to what God said instead of what you see or feel. That is the earthly man there. If we walk in the flesh, we can't please God. We walk after the Spirit. Now, God has done everything more than his duty was to do. He has sent prophets and priests. He sent his son. He sent the Holy Spirit. He did everything and even took oath by himself that he will perform these things. When God could not swear by anything greater, he swore by himself, by myself. Nothing in heaven, nothing on earth, nothing beneath the earth, nothing in the sea who is greater. God look here, he look at heaven, he look at the earth. He could not swear by the sun, he could not swear by the moon or the star. He said, by myself have I sworn, see the Lord. Because you have done this, in blessing I will bless you. In multiply, I will multiply thy seed at the stars of the heavens and at the sands of the seashore. Oh my. Not only that, your seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Are they be possessing? Yes. So, brothers and sisters, is it the same yesterday, today, and forever? No sickness has a place in a child of God. Satan is already a defeated foe. Jesus has given us authority to cast out devils. Whatever name medical science wants to give to any sickness, our prophet says Jesus called them demons. And he has vested his church with authority to cast out devils. May God help us. I want to repeat, don't suffer in the midst of plenty. You believe that? God help us. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. All right. 134. Okay. 136. Here it is. Watch it. And if God said, you are an offspring of him, and God is in you, he will believe his own word through, though it can't be seen, felt, taste, or anything, he will believe it. See what I mean? For God is in you, we believe his own word. Is that right? Amen. Congregation says, amen. Then you don't look at things you see. You look at things that God said. God said it. I believe it. It's not just a mere word. We need revelation of the Holy Ghost in our heart as individual to back it up. No matter how difficult things may be with you. No matter what you are passing through. At work, in your business, at home, in the family, no matter what, God said it. I believe it. If he said, you shall be saved and your offspring with you, that I believe it. He said to see. Amen. Man don't have very much victory when they go down. I know this exactly. God performs miracles through the skilled surgeon. Through medical drugs. God does it. Man doesn't do it. So no doctor can heal. No medicine can heal. No preacher can even heal. All healings come from God. God does. In Psalm 103, he said, I'm the Lord that healeth all of thy diseases. Praise the Lord. No healing can come only through God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Someone said, the devil can heal. The devil can't heal. He can make claims. Hallelujah. So the devil can't heal. He can only make claims. And he can only try to bluff a child of God. But no matter how much he tries to bluff, a child of God have an anchor within the veil. Faith in the unfailing word of God's promise. I'm the Lord that healeth all your diseases. Amen. By his stripes, you are healed. Beloved, I would above all things that you should prosper in health, even as your soul prospereth. The soul of a child of God prospers. If our soul prospers, which our soul prospers, then he wants us to prosper also in good health. I'm only quoting the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Alright. Let me come down to 159. Alright, 150 please. 150. And I know this, that some of us had more faith than others. And those who have abundance of faith are supposed to pray for those. But if you don't live the right kind of life, you better live away from it. The devil will laugh at your prayer. But when you live right, and do right, and act right, and have faith, in God, Satan will tremble when you speak. Because God swore under obligation, he will take care of that prayer. And that is true. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We want to move ahead. And Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. At the promise. Listen to this. He was like God. He had a part of God in him, for he believed. He has told us here, if we are truly offsprings of God, we believe God for our prayers. Amen? Alright. Paragraph, okay? Verse 20. You will jump verse 20 now. You jump verse 19. We'll come back to it. He staggered under the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen? Okay, he now come down to 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He told us earlier on, we don't look at circumstances, we look at the word of God. That is what helped our father. Everything was by revelation. Everything, faith in God, made him for this to come to pass, and it's written for our example. God help us. Now, if your father Abraham, who you are a child of through Christ, consider not his own body when it was dead, what about yours, which is alive this morning? Help us, Lord. See what I mean? And that was before Christ came. That was before any atonement was made. That was before the great cloud of witnesses, were gone on. Before the Holy Spirit came, and Abraham believed God. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Don't consider your sickness. Are you not looking at it? Is that there on the board? I mean on the screen rather. Don't consider your sickness. Consider what God said about it. If I had considered mine, when my brothers told me, you are finished, I would have been finished. But I didn't consider my body. I didn't consider my sickness. I didn't consider what they said. I considered what God said. Amen. But when I was blind, going around here with glasses on, couldn't even get an haircut, take my glasses off in the barber, and my head will shake, I will have to sit down and let him call somebody else here a while, then get back on the barber chair and try to cut mine. What if I would have considered it? Oh, God help us this morning. But I didn't consider the blindness of my eyes when I learned of God. Okay? When the doctor said, told me, one mouthful of solid food will take your life. You need to know the condition of somebody that has no stomach ulcer. It's not easy. It burns like pepper in the eyes. God help us. My mother is sitting there as a witness. They were giving barley water and shrimp prune juice. I lived on it for a year nearly. They said, well, one mouthful of solid food will kill him. I began to read the Bible. Hallelujah. And found God in my soul. And I read in there when he said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you will receive it. There never had been a prayer said at our table. I remember Dad sitting on the corner there. I said, can we pray? Mom looked over and started to cry. Pop didn't know what to do. I said, go. I had the Bible laying on the table. I said, If I die, I'm coming home straight trusting you. Your word said this. I've got to either consider what the doctor said or consider what you said. I've taken doctor's word for a year and I ain't no better. I'm getting worse. I will not consider what he said anymore. I'm considering what you said. And I ask the blessing. We had beans. Hey, my oh my. And cornbread. And onions. I took a dish full of them out. And started eating them. The first bite went into my stomach. Like to have killed me. I had to hold my mouth. Hold my hand over my mouth to keep it from coming back. And it kept coming back. And I will swallow it down. Come back. I will swallow it down. But I didn't consider my stomach. I consider what God said about it, not what I felt. It was burning me off. Church, may God help us. This is not the first time we are hearing this. We need God. That's all, we need God. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Common headache can send you to your grave. But when you tell Satan, this headache is not for me. Satan, go back. Satan, you are a liar. You must leave. Whether you like it or not. When you keep saying it, you see Satan defeated. You'll be deflated. May God help us. But when we have too much knowledge about the medicine, it is hard for us sometimes to take God at his word. You may not believe that. May God help us. I went out on the street and was walking down the street like this. The water running out of my mouth. Said, how do you do, Billy? How do you feel, Billy? I said, wonderful. Days passed. Weeks passed. Still walking, standing down in the ditch with my stomach like this, holding my hand like that. Thumping like that, singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Lay down and throw some more dirt in. You know, hola, oh, how I love Jesus. Just fetching down, you know, that food up. Coming back, you know, so swimming, you know, headed, I could hardly walk. Say, how do you feel this morning, Billy? You sick? I said, no, I feel wonderful. Then later on, when I testified, somebody said, you lied then. I said, no, I never. I wasn't talking about these, senses right here in the body. That, they are dead. I reckon Christ for my healing. Hallelujah. I said, I wasn't talking what, I was talking what he said. And I felt wonderful about it. There you are. Consider not your own body. Consider not the disease, for they are of the devil. Consider God's promise. Oh yes, that's what the prophet will tell you and me. There was no one that had a symptom that is as worse as Jonah. Right in the belly of the whale. He turned this way. Where's belly? Turn that way. Where's belly? The whole thing wrapped around his neck and things. But what was his condition? Once more, will I look to the holy temple? Because he believed that the day Solomon dedicated that temple, he believed that Jehovah God handled his prayer and answered his prayer. That Lord, oh God Almighty, when your people are in trouble anywhere, even in right inside the sea, even right in lions' den. If they will look towards this temple and pray unto you towards this temple, hear, O Lord, answer their prayer. Did God answer? He said, these things that are around me, I will not consider them. Because why? They are what? Lying vanities. Our sicknesses are lying vanities. Our symptoms are lying vanities. Whether you're having arthritis or anything, they are lying vanities. Pain in the body, pain in the head, pain in the back, pain in the waist, pain in the legs. They are lying vanities. Oh my. Who tell you that, you know, I don't face things? I do face things. Anybody else do face things? But we don't give room, we don't give room to the devil. Because when you give him an thing, he takes one mind for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May God help us. Just believe when people are giving testimony. Don't just look down people giving testimony. Believe God that God can do the same thing for you. Amen. Because it is when it comes to you now, you will know that, you test this and once and see. May God help us. Me, I don't relegate any testimony, but I don't believe in telling stories. We give testimony direct. Are you there? You hear what our sister gave testimony? I mean, key or no key? When I came here on Thursday, I saw the guy. I said, this is what most happened. Only in the evening when I was going out now to pick somebody, I just saw the man now. Said the car broke down here yesterday, that the key caught and things. Our God is answer prayers. God help us. So the Bible is now admonishing you and me. Don't consider your sickness. Don't consider the condition of your body. Don't consider the circumstances around you. Don't even consider your feelings. Consider what God says. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You love the Lord? Oh my. All right. I'm jumping something because of our time. Yes. Was it? There was a boy one time that his mother gathered money together and sent him to seminary. He went there now. One day the woman caught pneumonia. And she was dying. There was nothing doctor can do. You see now, when doctors fail, Jesus come on the scene. You hear me? When doctors fail, Jesus come on the scene. Man's extremities is God's opportunity. Church of the living God, may God help us. This woman was dying. And there was a lady around, a Pentecostal woman, living holy life. She came with confidence and assurance. Mama, well, our pastor is a holy man. We believe in praying. He believe in praying for the sick, lay hands and things. Should I send for him to come and pray for you? So you can be well. It's all right. And the old woman allowed the pastor to come. He just read, Mark chapter 16 from verses 9 downward and things. And then lay hands on her, pray for her. Before you know what is happening, the old woman got up. Meanwhile, they have already sent a message, telegram that, prepare yourself, your mother is dying, anything can happen to her. So be ready to come. So I can see the last of your mother. The following day now, he didn't hear anything again. Only to hear that, don't worry, your mother is now well. So when he now came back home on vacation, mother, I forgot to ask you, what kind of medicine the doctor give you that relieve you of that pneumonia? He said, praise the Lord. Said, do you remember that old mission over there? Those Pentecostal people. Said, there's a lady around here. And she sent for the pastor at the cave. The pastor read, Mark 16. And lay hands on me and pray for me. And there, I got over it. The old woman said, praise the Lord. The boy said, mama. You are trying to become like one of them. He said, we have been taught in the seminary. At times the prophet will say, cemetery, people will laugh. Cemetery, a place of dead bones. Say, in seminary, in cemetery, we learn that, Mark 16 from verses 9 to the end was written by the Vatican. Vatican didn't even believe it. He said, so it's not inspired. Don't want to say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Say, mama, what's wrong with you? He said, you said this scripture is not inspired. He said, if God can heal me with this scripture that is uninspired, how much more is the one that is inspired? Brothers and sisters, I tell you, from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to Revelation chapter 22 verse 22, they are all inspired. Amen. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, is as real, is as inspired, as is as inspired as Psalm 103, verse 5. By whose stripes we were. Could you bear up? Amen. So all scriptures are given by what? In the inspiration. Thank God for the scriptures. Of God. And it's profitable for doctrine. That's what you are hearing. For rebuke. That's what you are hearing. For correction. That's what you are hearing. For instruction to righteousness. That's what you are hearing. We should not despise anything. God bless our soul. Amen. So the prophet is now saying, when we have, when there are 600 and something promises directed to the church, capital C church, in the last days, there is no other age after this. This is the last days. We are only expecting the coming of the Lord. So we have over 600, more than 600 scriptures for you and me today to claim. Are you there? Don't talk over it when you go to eat. Don't eat over it when you go on your recess. Don't laugh over it. Don't play over it. Don't sleep over it. Our prophet taught us that. We must take every scripture. It must be inspired to you and me. Amen. That these things will take place. And his power is just the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. If you abide in me, and my word in you, ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. This, the thing that I do, shall you also. Greater things than when I go to my Father. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So, Jesus was not only with the disciples or in the day of Pentecost. He's with us today. Thank God for the inspired scripture. Hebrews 38. Jesus like the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he started doing, he will keep on doing till he comes for the last time to take the last person into his body. God bless you. May God help us. May his coming, like Brother Sam used to say, rejoice our soul. God bless you, brothers and sisters. God bless every one of us. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Profitable for doctrine, for rebuke, for reproof, for correction, for instruction unto righteousness. Remember, the word of God is no respecter of any man. The word of God is no respecter of any position. The word of God is the word of God. Anytime, any day. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. You love the Lord? God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads means let's bow our heads. You are not at home. You are not in your classroom. When it's just a let us bow your heads, you'll be looking here, you'll be looking there. You close one eye, you open one eye. It should not be done. Children, you know better. Like I said the other Sunday, the word of God is for you to take part of your own blessing. When you come to church, look, it's for papa and mama or for brothers and sisters alone. It's for you. Because you don't know what lays ahead of you. This is the thing that will save you from the rottenness of this evil way that we are living in. So we must have reverence to the word of God whenever you come to church. Not only at church, you reverence God, you must reverence God at home. The reason some of you are doing the way I do at church is because you reverence God at home. I am sorry to say, children, like, oh goodness me, like I'm telling my grandchildren at home, you children, you are privileged people. They follow me to the burial we went last Saturday here in Ibadan. And you need to see the children, they were so unruly, untrained, not well brought up. This one will hit this one back. This one will hit that one back. Oh man, noise making here and there. The women, they are teachers now, you know, could not even control them. Children, you are blessed of the Lord. All of us who have heard the word of God, has God spoken to you this morning? Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, don't let my faith fail it. When storms of life comes, remember his master
over all circumstances.
He's master over the storm. Yeah, with disciples, when they forgot that, you know, they were in the ship with him. I mean that he was in the ship with them. They toy here, they toy there. Then they remember, oh, he's with us. Master, care that not that we perish. Who perishes? Say, let us go to the other side. Brothers and sisters, we are not going to perish along the way until Jesus comes to take us home. Let's keep believing God. Let's keep holding on to God's unchanging, able hand. The word of the living God that cannot fail. If you are here this morning in this assembly, don't just be a church member. Don't just be a visitor, although we never read of any visitor coming again this morning. But are you a Christian? Have you been washed of your sin in the blood of Jesus Christ? Do you have that blessed assurance that was sent this morning that Jesus is yours? Have you foretaste of the glory divine? Or what is coming? If not, why not? There is room for you this morning. Don't postpone your salvation till tomorrow. You young boys and girls, don't say, well, I'm still young. I will give my life to Christ by and by. I'm going to say, you? Are you? You are not the owner of your soul. What you need to do today, don't postpone it till tomorrow. All that wants to. Oh, to your question, let me go to the year for Christy. Oh, but they shall let me go to the point. O le ku oni bi ko ma dele o de dele ko sun ko ma ji emi na le dele ki sun ki ma ji we don't know ki je pa nderu bara wa ko o ti toro la nso fun ara wa njo ti mura sile ti Jesu ba de. Are you prepared to meet him? Are you ready? Are you ready, brother? Are you ready, sister? You have no excuse to give. Oh, you have reached the age of accountability. Let me tell you, you these students, you come from different places. You see, the very day, go, that the pastor announced that the deacon said, we don't believe in wearing this type of clothes here. The following Sunday, you wear it to church. What is wrong with you, girl? What is wrong with you? This lace with holes. What is wrong with you? This lace with holes. Cover part of your body, then you leave the rest of your arm and your hands. Who is after your hands? To whom do you want to show your flesh? We see display of different kinds of clothes anywhere you go. Among denominational people, who doesn't know God? Even among church members, who may say believers, so called. We are not preaching to you clothes right in religion, but we are telling you the reality of the word of the living God. Something that will please God. Are you trying to please yourself? Or you want to please your boyfriend? You want to please God? Or displease God, rather. You want to please man, please yourself, then displease the Holy Ghost. You think the Holy Ghost, if the Holy Ghost is in you, we make you to wear that immoral dress, that nasty, indecent clothes. What are you thinking you are when such a thing like this is going forth? You think how many of you wants prayer and things like that? You see, it's just for fun. You know your need in your heart, and you are speaking to God. Oh, merciful God, our Heavenly Father, as we bow our heads to the dust, where you took us from, Father, knowing fully well that if you tarry, we are going to pass through the same doors. Father, we thank you very much for these few broken words, O Lord, that have just been re-echoed unto our hearing this morning. We believe our heart has received it, Heavenly Father, without any iota of doubt in our heart. Oh Lord, be merciful unto us. Be gracious unto us. We pray thee, O Lord, our God, that you take this your word, like the prophet prayed that day, that the Holy Spirit will direct to the appropriate heart of your sons and daughters of the living God, that might be able ready, oh Lord, with all surrender life, completely dead, oh Lord, to serve, dead to the world and the things of the world, dead to that sinful, Adamic fallen nature, that you will take off from there, oh Lord, and live your own life, your own nature in their lives. May you help each and every one, oh Lord. Grant these things, Heavenly Father. May these things never pass over our heads, O Lord. May we not miss the day of our visitation, Lord. May we not miss this day of our blessings, O Lord. We beseech you, Lord. May none of us ever try to give the Holy Spirit out of our life, O Lord. May we never try to resent the word of God in our heart, O Lord. May we receive it wholeheartedly, Lord. Like as a father, you know, loveth his child, you know, the child whom he loved, he chastened and rebuked and correct, O Lord. Help us to take correction. Help us to take rebuke, O Lord. Help us to take, O Lord, chastisement of your word. You are the master potter. We are little lumps of clay. We believe that before we left our homes, O Lord, we have been praying even since we left here last Wednesday, I believe. Oh, Lord God Almighty. And we know that we are a prayer answering God. Oh, Jesus, our Savior. We pray, O Lord, that these things will not stand against anyone that day, Lord. Father God in heaven, we pray, O Lord, as many as are true seed of Abraham, Lord, we pray for that anointed faith of God in each and every individual that can take you at your word. Let come, let go what may. May we be able to stand for what is right, O Lord. Ah, Father, and God, help us, O Lord. May we never compromise our faith, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, O Lord. That be any sick one, O Lord, as your word goes forth, O Lord, thank you for destroying every workings of the devil in the system of their body. We bless your name, O Lord. Every workings and afflictions of the devil in their soul, we thank you for destroying them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory be unto your name, O Lord. We pray that the fruit of righteousness come out of this service this morning. One more time, O Lord, we are still waiting, Heavenly Father, for the afternoon service. As we leave this place, O Lord, our God, we will not leave your presence, Lord. Bless our food, bless our water. This time to charge, O Lord, our God, may we not while away our time, O Lord, our God. Thank you, our Master. Lift your servant, O Lord, that is coming back, O Lord, to take the afternoon stroke evening service. Once more, we remember our pastor, we pray for more of your grace, more of your help, more of your strength, more of your anointing upon him, O Lord. Thank you for the wife, too. We pray that you perfect the health of your daughter to the glory and honor of your name. If there be any sick one here, may they receive their healing, O Lord. Old age is nothing to you. You are the ancient of days. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, our Master. We worship and adore your name. Your servant, by the time you finish the service, over there in Abeokuta, to come back this evening, bring him back home safely, Lord. Thank you, our Master. We appreciate you for your grace upon our dear brother and your John, O Lord, who you took away for about 2 weeks and from our midst, O Lord. Thank you for your experience, O Lord, in another land, O Lord. We thank you for your grace upon him, O Lord, among his colleagues, O Lord, our God, that they travel together with. Be with him, Heavenly Father. Strengthen him, O Lord. Thank you for the wife. Thank you for taking care of Shewa at home and the house, O Lord. We worship and adore your name. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Prepare us for the service this afternoon. In Jesus' name, we pray with faith, with all thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to sing this chorus to dismiss. We sing it wholeheartedly, sing it from the depth of our hearts. Really mean it. Sing with revelation that let come, let go what may. God said it. I believe it. With my head? No. With my heart. Amen. With the heart, man believeth. And the mouth, we confess. Praise the Lord. And that's it. Let's enter.